That's sax player Brian Sakawa playing on an album called American Voices. It's clearly not a solo saxophone piece, but there is only one conventional instrument being played in this work, and that is Sakawa's saxophone. The rest of the music is coming off of a laptop in a composition by laptop artist Eric Spangler. On this edition of New Sounds, program number 2713, we'll be listening to an hour of works that feature one or two solo acoustic instruments, which then are accompanied or trigger or interact with electronic or tape or computer-produced sounds. So we'll have a chance to hear work from Francis White, which takes the sounds of a bridge in New Jersey and pairs it with the sounds of the Japanese flute, or shakuhachi. And we'll hear this music from Brian Sakawa for saxophone and laptop. And to begin, some music for violin and various looping and delay devices from composer Phil Klein and violinist Todd Reynolds. Phil Klein has written a series of what he calls the Reynolds Etudes for Todd's violin and his array of little black boxes and foot pedals and whatnot. We'll hear three of the Reynolds Etudes in D minor, in eighths, and in F sharp minor. And then we'll follow that with another violinist who does a similar thing with her instrument. She plays a solid body violin. In other words, it looks like a miniature electric guitar. Actually, it looks like an axe, a literal axe as opposed to a figurative one. Karen Lynn is her name, and the album's called The Call. We'll hear a piece called A Lump is a Hole. Both Karen Lynn and Todd Reynolds using the violin as a kind of sound source and using the delay effects to build up an impressive amount of material even while they're both playing solo. Let's begin with some of Phil Klein's Reynolds Etudes on New Sounds.
Thank you.
That's music for solo violin, all of it, played by two violinists and their little black boxes. In the last piece, it was Karen Lynn and an album entitled The Call. That piece has the unpromising title of A Lump is a Hole, but it's a nifty piece for electric violin, a five-string electric violin, and a jam man, the sort of looping, delaying device that she uses. Prior to that, we heard three short pieces from composer Phil Klein. His Reynolds Etudes were written for the violinist Todd Reynolds, who these days has taken to calling his instrument the iFiddle, because he often routes it through his Apple laptop, and in fact has had a whole iFiddle concerto written for him by Neil Rolnick. Anyway, Phil Klein wrote these Reynolds Etudes for Todd Reynolds and his looping and delaying devices. We heard the Etude in D minor, the Etude in eighths, and the Etude in F sharp minor, all played, of course, by Todd Reynolds. And then that piece from Karen Lynn. And we are listening on this edition of New Sounds to music that combines an instrument, a conventional, regular, familiar instrument, with electronic or computer or taped sounds. In the case of Brian Sakawa's record, American Voices, he's put together a whole collection of American works for the saxophone. Eric Spangler's composition is called Past Life Laptops and Attic Instruments. Eric Spangler is also known as DJ Double Eight, and presumably the laptops in the title refer to the instrument, if you will, that he's playing. And the piece itself is a lot of noise, but it's basically just Brian Sakawa's saxophone and the sounds from Eric Spangler's laptop. Let's hear it from the album American Voices on New Sounds.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is music for saxophone and laptop. There is no drummer, no pianist, no typewriter. It's all coming off of composer Eric Spangler's laptop. The piece is called Past Life Laptops and Attic Instruments, written for the sax player Brian Sakawa, S-A-C-A-W-A, from Sakawa's record American Voices. Eric Spangler also goes under the nom du disque DJ Double Eight, but as Eric Spangler wrote that piece called Past Life Laptops and Attic Instruments. And we're listening on this edition of New Sounds to works that combine instruments, largely solo instruments, with electronic or computer-infested sound. And we'll have more in just a moment from electric guitarist Marco Opedisano and a work for Shakuhachi and A Bridge in New Jersey by Francis White. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Tomorrow night on New Sounds, the cellist Maya Beiser joins us for a live performance, as she does from time to time. She has a new project, a new concert coming on Thursday night to Zenkel Hall called Provenance, which draws on Christian, Jewish, and Islamic musical traditions going back to the Middle Ages. And ironically, for music that looks so far back, it features a lot of live electronics. So, music for cello and electronics in our performance studio tomorrow night at 11 on our next New Sounds. Hope you'll join us here at 93.9 FM WNYC or online at WNYC.org. This is New Sounds number 2713, listening to some electroacoustic music, works that take a solo instrument and pair it with electronic sounds. Marco Opedisano is an electric guitarist, and his album is called, somewhat prosaically but appropriately, Electroacoustic Compositions for Electric Guitar. He's done a couple of scenes from Dante's Inferno, and we'll hear two of them, The Dark Wood and Eternal Lovers. So this is electric guitar, but not meant to be played live. It's electroacoustic music, and it exists in this form. The record, the recording, is the actual piece of music. There's no intent to play these pieces live. Let's hear some music from Marco Opedisano on New Sounds. Thank you. music for electric guitar from guitarist Marco Opedisano, but not electric guitar where some guy can sit in front of you and play this stuff. The album is called Electroacoustic Compositions for Electric Guitar, and as Marco says right in his notes to the album, these works have no live performance aspect. They are studio creations done with the electric guitar as source material, and then the sounds are electronically processed and effects are added. Somewhat different approach from that we'll hear in our next piece from composer Francis White. You're listening to New Sounds. We're focusing this time around on the combination of a single instrument, a familiar conventional instrument, with electronic sounds. In the case of Francis White, she's actually stretching our definition a little bit to two solo instruments, the Japanese bamboo flute known as shakuhachi. There are two of them in her piece Center Bridge, and they're both played live, and they produce some of the sounds that are used as source material for the electronics. But this is a performance piece, and in fact, in a live performance, you would have two musicians, one on either side of the stage, sort of calling to each other with their flutes. On a CD, obviously, a single person can do that, and so we'll hear Elizabeth Brown playing both shakuhachi parts. The electronic sounds on Center Bridge are derived from the shakuhachi, but also, and largely from, Center Bridge, which is one of any number of nondescript little bridges in New Jersey that cross the Delaware River over to Pennsylvania. In fact, Center Bridge isn't even a particularly nice-looking bridge, but it does have a very nice sound. When a car goes over the metal trusses, it kind of drones or sings, and Francis White has captured that sound on tape, and it provides the backdrop for this piece called Center Bridge on New Sounds. That is music by Francis White, and the final sounds that you hear are the sounds of cars driving over Center Bridge between New Jersey and Pennsylvania over the Delaware River. The piece is called Center Bridge, and the album is also called Center Bridge, Electroacoustic Works from Francis White. That one for Shakuhachi Duo, two of these Japanese flutes, both played by Elizabeth Brown. And the electronic sound derived from an actual tape recording of the bridge resonating as traffic goes over it. And a few Shakuhachi sounds get fed into the machine as well, and those are also processed. She thought that the sound of the bridge reminded her of the Shakuhachi flute, so that all gets woven into the tape part, and then you have the two Shakuhachis, which are both played live. Or at least would be in a concert setting, as I say, one player for both of them on this recording. Francis White, the composer. And a final bit of music for a single instrument and electronic accompaniment in just a moment as we continue. You're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program with all the details of what we've heard, just write to us. Our email address is newsounds@wnyc.org. and ask for playlist number 2713, or look for the program, the playlist, or the audio archive all online at wnyc.org. You can download the playlist and you can hear the audio archive anytime you like. We'll wrap up this edition of New Sounds with the trumpeter and composer John Hassell. An early record from him from 1978 called Vernal Equinox. The piece Blues Nile is essentially a solo for this kind of whispery, raga-inflected trumpet playing that Hassell developed over the years with a simple synthesizer drone. Here's just a little bit to wrap up this edition of New Sounds. Trumpeter John Hassell from the album Vernal Equinox. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of New Sounds.